Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Gift of Spirit radio show. I am Stacy Lynn, your host. So happy to be sharing with you today on the Gift of Spirit. On this day, in this show, we're going to be finding out, what is a spiritual reading? What is it like to receive a spiritual reading for the first time? And what happens for some after a spiritual reading? What is the transformation? We are going to be hearing from callers throughout the show on their experience from having a personal spiritual reading. I want to share a story to honor someone, a teacher that had an impact on my spiritual development. It happened in 2008 when I was standing in a Barnes & Noble store. I was with my 5-year-old son at the time, holding a Starbucks in one hand and my son's hand in the other, when a book fell off the shelf and literally landed on my chest out of nowhere. I bent down to pick it up, turned it over, and saw a balding man on the front smiling on the cover, and my awareness turned into the title. I said he didn't have me at hello because we never met in person. He had me at the power of intention. I began to read the inside and outside covers of this book, and it spoke to me in a powerful way. I had chills and knew I was to buy this book. At this time in 2008, we were in economic downturn, and my business at the time was at a standstill. While reading The Power of Intention by Dr. Wayne Dyer, who I had never heard of until that book fell off the shelf, I received inspiration daily to move into service. I had a download of ideas to organize a day conference with a panel of speakers from Fortune 100 companies to speak to skills needed in the markets to help with hiring, because so many were getting laid off and out of work. It was a huge success. Attendees were so grateful, and the conference received national attention. I was honored and given a service award at an international awards conference dinner. It was a high honor, and I was humbled by the recognition. The book falling off the shelf and the writing that inspired my volunteer work were channels of the Spirit of God, of the Divine Spirit of God. You see, we are all channels here, mediums, vessels of God's light within us, spirit within us. We're on the receiving end. We are all channels, mediums of love, faith, trust, hope, power, compassion, kindness, generosity, healing, peace, and inspiration, to name some. Inspiration means in spirit, in that which we were born into. So connecting to the love within, our truth, our spirit within, is what we're here to do. It's our birthright to open to our spirit, take back ourselves, know who we are and what we are meant to do here for all humanity. It's in this place of spiritual connection, a connecting to our spirit within, our truth within, where we experience unconditional love, wholeness, and oneness. In oneness with all things is where all things are possible. And it's in this place connection and opening and allowing happens. It's purposeful and it's meaningful, and you find out who you are and why you're here. It's healing and it's renewing. And it's in this place of spiritual connection to our true spirit that we become open to receiving from spirit. From the Divine Spirit of God. We all receive messages from spirit that we experience in the form of coincidences, physical signs that we see or hear, inspirational downloads, ideas, alignments, reminders. because spirit is a piece of God. It's actually divine spiritual energy flowing through us. So pay attention to what is showing up around you, those powerful things, like the book falling off the shelf for me. From your loved ones in heaven, these are loving, guiding messages for you in your present day. Colossians 1:16, this verse states, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible." Another version of this verse, "For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth." So through him God created all things. That leaves nothing out. Spirit is of God. And God creates the light within us to shine and to shine bright. So when your light gets turned on and your spirit gets reignited, follow it with unwavering faith. The spiritual place of connection, the sacred space within us, is receiving. A spiritual reading is a sacred, divine space of love and light. It's a spiritual openness, oneness, a spiritual place of connection to the heavenly realms to receive through God for one's highest good. Highest good meaning love, healing, peace, joy, abundance, connection, forgiveness, and so on. Because where two are gathered, God is there, and it's through him that we are open to receive this loving divine guidance, that inner voice within our hearts. It's available to all of us. This is the divine wisdom of the ages, going within to receive. So this connection is not outside of us, it's within us. And it's very common when a cherished, very close loved one passes away and goes back to heaven, that the grieving are opened up to receive them spiritually through their dreams, within meditation, or even in the present day through a tangible sign or through someone just talking with them, so their hearts can heal, so they can go on. Because the love does not die, we go on in the heavenly realms in spirit. And our departed loved ones prove time and time again that they are still with us spiritually, loving us and guiding us here. And I will say, they are having a glorious, joyous time over there. And you will come to find out from these caller stories that spirit truly wants us to really connect, to let us know that they are okay and they are still with us. I was just talking to a woman the other day, and we were just in conversation, and I felt this name Dutch within my heart, and then I saw it in my mind like an image. I said to her, "Do you know what Dutch means? Are you Dutch?" And she responded, "Yes, I know what it means. I know that, you know, since my husband passed, he used to call me Dutch. It was my nickname that only he gave me." She then had a twinkle in her eye, her face softened, and I felt right at the moment that she received a healing of her grieving heart. Sometimes these spiritual messages come through other people and are meant for us to hear them right at that moment, because we are all vessels here for this type of spiritual flow of energy, the divine spirit of God. Another story I heard in the last few months, a daughter whose father passed away called me and shared that the maid had gone to her father's house to clean the house afterwards, and she called her and said, "How long ago did your father pass? Because I smell his cologne everywhere." This was a healing gift from her father that she received, so she could give it to his daughter to let her know, "I'm okay." Okay. So we're going to hear from a caller soon that is going to share their first experience with the spiritual reading. And we're going to find out from them what it was like to receive a spiritual reading for the first time, what happens for some after a spiritual reading, what happened with this person, and what was their actual transformation. And I also want to share with you that the word medium for me means actually divine intelligence uplifting me here. This is it. It's available to all of us, and it's within us. It's the quiet voice of God, the voice of love, and the voice of spirit. As you see, the word medium, the me is on the front, but actually, we are the receivers of spiritual messages. So we're all bridges. We're all vessels. It's a gift from God that we are all actually given to experience spirit, spirituality. So we're going to talk with someone right now on the call. I believe it's Al.
Yes. Hi, Stacy. It's so good to be with you.
Hi, Al. Welcome. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Thanks, and congratulations on your new show. It's wonderful. I've enjoyed it so far.
Thank you so much. Well, Al, I can hardly hear you. Can you speak a little louder?
Sure. Sorry. Is that any better?
Yeah, if you could turn it up just a little bit more so
okay,
we can hear your voice, because we want to hear about your experience with your spiritual reading.
Okay. Is that any better? That's about the best I can do right now. I'm on the line here.
Okay. Okay, great. So, Al, so tell me, what was it like for you to receive a spiritual reading, and was this your first one?
Well, actually, I've done two readings with you, and it was interesting that the same relative came through twice, which was my dad,
mm-hmm.
and it was the first time I'd done a formal reading, and I have to say, at first, I was a little skeptical, not having done it before, and not knowing what to expect. But then having gone through the experience, it was profound. I think that's really the best way to put it. There was just such a consistent affirmation of the connection with my dad, and offering evidence that I would say was, there's no way you could have possibly had access to that.
And what was the type of actual evidence that he brought through for you? It was him.
Yeah, no, it was several things, including some specific references, something as fun and kind of trivial as like favorite food. So in our family, there's sort of this tradition around steak, and it was sort of came through in a lighthearted way, which is sort of how it is in our family, to something like identifying where he went to college. And I should say, just for listeners too, that I never knew my father. So he actually passed before I was born. And so it was profound in the sense of actually feeling like I'm actually having a discussion with him, having never actually had one before, was amazing. And some other evidence that came through was, in particular, I had a very unique experience when I was 13, and where I actually had a conversation with him. And had an experience of him actually sitting with me that I couldn't make sense of at the time, but I remember having this. I keep saying the word profound because it's the best word I can use to describe it. The sense of love and connection and peace, and yet the sense of I'm talking to my dad, and he came through with that when we did the reading and actually identified.
Oh wow!
The age I was when this happened, and that it happened while I was skiing.
And how old were you at the time when you had that spiritual experience with your dad?
13,
okay.
During a really tough time for me with my, just at that particular time. And it was shared that he came through to support me at that really challenging time.
Wow. And what were some other things that your father brought through? And share as well what that felt like for you. To hear from him, you know, that evidence, and for you to know that was, you know, actually him coming through.
Yeah, I mean, there was other things in terms of, like, where I grew up and the first 5 years where I spent my life, which I've had a very deep connection to. It's actually a house that he built with my mother and is very symbolic in many ways. And he was in the reading, it came through about the location of that house, and even an experience that that he claimed. I don't have a memory of this, of rolling a ball back to me when I was 5 years old in that house. But he said I knew that he was there when I was five. I don't recall that, but I have had some pretty interesting spiritual experiences when in that location, so I have to trust that's true.
And I am recalling, I'm feeling your father right now, because I'm getting chills. I am recalling something with Charlie Trotters.
Yes, that was another really important piece. Is I actually got engaged at Charlie Trotters in Chicago, and that also came through in the reading as well. It was that he was there with me and provided the courage that I needed at that time to really go through with that, and then even acknowledged me getting down on one knee, which came through in the reading, which was really
exciting. Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, so he actually didn't miss that milestone. For you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, pretty amazing.
And so what was the transformation like for you afterwards? I mean, during and afterwards. What did it give to you?
It was just such a sense of peace and love at such a deep level, and just a reassurance. And trust in my life path and what I've been committed to. There was a lot that came through in the reading that was very affirming of the choices I've made, some of the real challenges I've had in my life, and how I've decided to live my life, even through my career, was all affirmed, and including even my wife, that, you know, it came through that, you know, that she's absolutely the right one for me, and that he was very excited for, you know, that I connected with her, and things like that were just so affirming, and a sense of I am on the right path and I am doing the right thing, and most of all that I'm not alone. Not alone. And these readings were done, I think, about a year, 2 years apart, and it's funny, looking back now, I was skeptical, like I said, and today it's such a given. I mean, there's such a sense of peace and knowing that he's always with me and is there, and I'm learning through my own meditation work to connect with him and trust to ask him for guidance. And and I've had experiences where I really had that happen. So
after your reading, you had experiences, spiritual experiences with him in meditation. Talk about that.
Yeah. One in particular where it was almost like a formal, I don't know how to say it, it's like a ceremonial experience of meeting him, going up this very steep, like this very long stair step path, like up a mountain, and then going into this room. It was very, hard to describe, I don't know what the right word is, but going into this room, and it was like this formal greeting where he came out and sat down next to me, and we had this dialogue, and where he formally said, I'm always here with you, and I'm so glad that now we can connect. And I know it was for the opening happened through the readings that you helped create that. And so it was almost like it was a handoff, like now you're able to do this, I'm always here with you, you can access me anytime. So what a magnificent gift.
What a magnificent gift to be opened up spiritually through a spiritual reading, know that you have the connection with him, that he's still with you and has been with you.
Absolutely.
That spiritual connection and meditation with him, to actually have a experience afterwards, because it's in the believing, it's in the experience that we're opened up, and then having full actual, I mean, belief that he's with you now, to, you know, go into your heart, to invite him in meditation, and then to have an experience and know that you're not alone. He's been with you all the way, loving you, guiding you here. That must have been, I mean, amazing, tremendous for you in your life.
No question about it. And so reassuring to know that he has been with me through my whole life, even though I've never known him. And it's really like developing a relationship for the first time. I imagine this might be what it's like for somebody who might have been adopted that have never met their parent, and then actually finding them later in their life and realizing this connection. Only, you know, obviously didn't.
Yes, but with you, it was a spiritual experience,
mm-hmm.
And in spirit, they're always around. They're just a thought away. So you're not separated in any way. You're experiencing oneness with them.
Absolutely. and other guides too. I mean, through the experiences and other guides that have come through for me that I've connected with.
Oh, spiritual teachers from the other side.
Yes.
So you had some experience after opening up with your father in spirit and meditation. You were opened up even more to receive from your spiritual teachers, masters on the other side.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
What a fringe benefit, huh?
What a fringe benefit. That's right.
But, no.
So now you have, like, I mean, knowing that, you know, we are not alone here and we have so many working with us. So that is just, Al, thank you so much for sharing and being so open and transparent and authentic and sharing your spiritual experience with your spiritual reading and then your now spiritual-driven life.
Well,
just
I have
being
to thank
open
you. Thank
to
you
receiving.
So much for who you are in the world and for the tremendous gift you've been to me in my life and for all the lives that you have touched and will touch. I'm so grateful to be able to call you a friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Al.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi, welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and today we are going to be talking with people that have experienced a spiritual reading for the first time, and we have Maya on the line. Welcome, Maya.
Hi, Stacy. It's so much fun to be with you on this show. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too, Maya. So, Maya, tell us, what was it like for you to receive a spiritual reading for the first time?
It was a little daunting, I have to admit, because I wasn't sure what to expect, and I had received my reading from you about 3 months after I had lost, you know, someone really dear to me, my boyfriend, and he was the first person I had lost who had passed, who wasn't a blood relation, and so the grief that I was going through was indescribable. I had never experienced anything like that before, so when I first contacted you. And, you know, the way we found each other is a whole other story in itself. And it, I consider it a true miracle that we found each other. And so leading up to the first reading, I remember being really scared because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know how it was going to go. And I remember you had asked me to just feel the energy of, you know, my loved ones on the other side, and if it would help to put some objects that used to belong to them in front of me during the reading. Mm-hmm. So I remember you asking me to do that, and there was just a lot of fear because I was unsure of what was going to happen and whether I needed to do something special to prepare. So there was just a lot going on. At the same time, I was feeling a sense of excitement because ever since my boyfriend had passed, I had felt him around me. And it's really hard to explain because I didn't really understand very much about spiritual energy at the time. And yet I kept feeling the sense that he was around me every single day and just about all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was excited about having the reading and trying to come to terms with that and prove to myself that, oh, yeah, it wasn't just wishful thinking. He really was around me.
So you're kind of in the in-between state, you know, with the unknown and then knowing and feeling that he has been around you and that maybe he's orchestrating this, which is usually what happens. What was it like for you to receive evidence that it was him, and what type of evidence did he bring through for you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, during the reading, he didn't come in till right at the end of the reading, so I wasn't sure if we were even able to connect with him. And so for most of the reading, I was getting more and more anxious because I was having other loved ones come through, and they gave evidence as well. Like my grandmother came through, and she passed, you know, almost 30 years ago now, and it was such a surprise to hear from her. So by the time he came through and gave his evidence, I was a little more used to the idea of evidence coming through. And so some of the things he shared were really quite startling. And I know you'll remember this because it stood out for the both of us. One of the first pieces of evidence he brought through was what I had had for dinner the night before our reading.
Mm-hmm. It's very funny. Very funny.
It's amazing because, you know, we're both foodies, so it made a lot of sense that he would bring through a food piece of evidence. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing was that I tend to have really similar things for dinner, but that particular night, the night before our reading, I had something completely unusual and, you know, not something I tend to cook. So the fact that he called it out was really startling. I'm like, oh, my goodness. He's really been around me. So it was things like that. And he also brought through private conversations that we had had before he passed. And these were conversations where we were the only two people in the apartment. So there was no way anyone else would have known about that. So that really gave me a lot of assurance that, oh, wow, it really is him coming through and connecting with me and still being around me.
Beautiful. And what was, so it's very common to have the loved one that you really want to hear from actually show up towards the end of the reading because the spiritual energy has been built up for quite some time, and you are becoming more and more open. So spirit works with my energy and your energy combined. So that's why I say be open to the love and healing that's going to be coming from them. And as you received, what was going on? I mean, did you have any kind of sensations? Chills or tingling or anything like that throughout the spiritual reading?
I think over time I started to become more attuned to physical sensations. So that kind of built up over time. But I remember in that initial reading, I felt more emotional shifts. Like I started to feel lighter and more like larger in a way. I felt myself really opening up. And over time, that feeling of opening and connecting to an energy that's, you know, just so light and so full of love. And I felt this pouring of unconditional love come through, and it still gives me that sensation just talking about it. And that's
the feeling of unconditional love that I carry with me, whether I'm listening to a recording of the reading or now because I'm a little further along in being spiritually open whenever I open up
that. Please talk about that, about what actually happened for you in a transformation after you received a spiritual reading from becoming more spiritually open to receiving.
Well, it's been pretty fantastic because, first of all, becoming more open has allowed me to move through the grief that I didn't think I would ever get over. Like, you know, that was such a dark period in my life, and I remember for the first 4 or 5 months, I could barely get out of bed on certain days. I could barely, you know, make a meal for myself on those days. Mm-hmm. So that was
grief was so intense for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really intense. I felt like a part of me had been, you know, ripped away. So that was the biggest transformation that I experienced. And one really cool thing that came through the reading, which I did not see coming, was I got a lot of guidance and received a lot of messages around my truth and my life's work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it came through my loved ones, it came through other guides that showed up to me, and that just blew me away. And one of the messages I received was that, you know, you're moving through your grief now, it's okay, we're here for you, but, you know, once you're past this phase, you're going to be known all around the world as this big-time blogger. And the first time I heard it, I was like, what? Okay, I know you're trying to make me feel better, but that's just so far out of the realm of my consciousness and understanding. Well, it's been a little over a year since that first reading. Oh, actually, a year and a half now, I think, since that reading. And wouldn't you know it, I have started to blog. I have started to contribute. And my articles have now been read all over the world. I've been in publications in 2 continents now. You know, I'll probably be on a 3rd continent soon. So all of that just came through, and it was because I opened up spiritually and accepted that, oh, this is the path I'm meant to walk on now. And all this amazing gifts of transformation have been, you know, just opened up to me in such a beautiful way.
That is beautiful and so inspiring. So I just want to thank you and stay on your path, on your spiritual path. It's serving you in miraculous ways. Oh. And what a beautiful sharing, just a beautiful sharing of how spirit helped you heal as well as helped you onto your spiritual path of your truth here.
Oh.
So thank you, Maya. Stacey. Thank you so much.
Thank you for all the work that you do, Stacey. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye. So this is Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net, and we will return in just a few moments.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacey Lynn can help to awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacey Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Duff. Stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to the Gift of Spirit radio show. We are in the process of talking to some actual listeners, callers, that are calling in and sharing on what it was like to receive a spiritual reading for the first time and how their lives actually were opened up and transformed into receiving from their loved ones on the other side. So we have Sarah on the line. Welcome, Sarah. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi. So, Sarah, what was it like for you to receive a spiritual reading?
Well, I have to say, at the time in my life when I had it, I was in a pretty emotional, like, transformation period, and I was unsure of a lot of things, and I was a little nervous at that time, but I was able to be calmed after the reading began because of who came through for me.
So share with us, what was going on in your life at the time before the reading, and share with us who actually showed up for you in your spiritual reading, and also the type of evidence that they brought through so you knew who it was.
Okay, yeah, so at the time, I had made a pretty big move in my life to another state, and I was kind of in a sad place at the time and really just unsure of the relationship that I was in and how things were just going to move about throughout life. So when I had the reading, my grandmother actually came through, who had passed away in May of 2011, and I had the reading November 2012.
Oh, okay. So 3 years ago almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when my grandmother came through, she had called me her little one. No one called me their little one except for her. So I knew at that moment that it was her. But then there was some more validation that was brought through about a lollipop that I had received from her and my grandfather when I was 9 years old on my ninth birthday. Mm-hmm. And as the reading went on, I got a little teary-eyed, but she was able to reassure me about my relationship and that I would be moving back to the state where I was born and raised. So my now fiancé, at the time boyfriend, we had moved again into a place with high ceilings, just as my grandmother had said. And that was about a month after the reading.
Mm. So it sounds like she was giving you reassurance.
Yeah.
As your life was kind of moving and changing in directions as far as where you were going to live, sounds like she gave you assurance on that.
Yes, it was very positive, and I knew that things were going to be okay.
And so how did you feel, you know, afterwards or during, or what was the transformation that happened for you or the shift? If you will.
Well, I can say that I've always known that loved ones were with me,
mm-hmm.
but it was more reassuring that I was not alone, that there was or is guidance from the other side. So whenever you feel alone, you just have to remember that they're there. All you have to do is call upon them, and they'll show their way for whatever you're asking help with.
Mm-hmm. Right, because hearing from them, you know, from the first time and knowing, you know, with the evidence that they bring through, it validates that, you know, our loved ones are in spirit and they're in the heavenly realms in heaven, but they're still just a thought away. And, you know, if you become more open and one, you know, with all things, that is the place where you can receive the love from them from the other side, because the love doesn't go away. I mean, the love is still there. And having her come through, and when did she pass? How old were you when she passed?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How old were you when your grandmother passed?
I was, let's see, so 2011. So it was 4 years ago. I was 29, 30.
Oh, okay. So she came through a year or so after that, right? Just letting you know that she's still with you.
Correct.
Yeah. And since then, what's happened with your boyfriend and you? Where are you? And it sounds like you're still together with him, and she helped you with those decisions.
Yeah. So we did move again to another state, but that's because of his job. And when we had lived in the one place that she had mentioned during the reading, he actually, my boyfriend at the time, proposed to me on Christmas Eve. And that was one thing that was said, that there were going to be some high ceilings during Christmas time, is actually what she had said. And he proposed to me in that house that had the high ceilings with the Christmas tree.
Oh,
so,
my goodness, I'm filled all over. Yeah.
So we're engaged, and we're looking to get married in March of 2016.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Just, you know, sharing this story of how, you know, receiving a spiritual reading to help you when you're in a place of indecision in your life, and receive from your loved ones and know that they still are loving and guiding you as if they were here.
Yes, it's actually sometimes even better, because in, you know, the real world, sometimes you can't be as close to that person. And when they cross over, they're just always with you. So sometimes it's kind of a better thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, because you have that access directly with them. So now, have you experienced your grandmother spiritually since the reading?
I would say yes. I've been looking for stay, and mm-hmm. the place where we're going to get married, and she had mentioned also in the reading something about a fruit basket, and one of the places that I looked at, there was a fruit basket on the first day of arrival.
Wow, that's amazing. So that was a sign from her. Well, yeah, Sarah, I just want to say thank you for calling in and sharing on your spiritual reading that you got 3 years ago, and congratulations on your nuptials.
And thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, it's been wonderful. So we are going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back with the Gifted Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back. Get to Spirit Radio. We are talking to callers right now on their experience with spiritual readings, and we have actually Joe on the line. Joe, welcome.
Hi, Stacy. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Thank you for being on the show, calling in. We're excited to hear from you. So tell us, what was your spiritual reading like? And was this your first spiritual reading?
Well, first, thank you for asking me. It really is a privilege and an honor to, sometimes in life people do nice stuff for you and provide you valuable stuff, and you don't always get a chance to repay it besides thanking them. And I feel that this is a small way that I could, you know, share my experience and in some way, you know, give back a little bit of what you've given to me. Now, directly to your question, this was my first spiritual reading, and I guess I was trying to put exactly, I guess it's been a couple years, maybe 2.5 years or so, a couple years at least, that we've had that. So, yes, this was my first one. Would you like me to continue or just kind of go?
Sure. So this is your first spiritual reading, and share what it was like to receive. Actually showed up for you in the spiritual reading?
Yeah,
and
give you some background.
A little bit of background, and what was the evidence that they brought through in your experience?
Sure. So. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know if you wanted me to just continue or more just kind of do it for the question, but yeah. The background is my father, Joe, also was my best friend, and he retired at 51, so we were able to spend a lot of time together, doing trips and just hanging and talking, and he was a healthy man. He was 71 in 2006, and he went in for some kidney problems, and they assured us there was no serious or life-threatening, but they opened him up, found cancer, and in December of 2006, he made his transition, and it was rather sudden. It was rather devastating. We all talk to my dad literally every day. We do our morning call-in, and sometimes me and my sisters would all get on a group phone call, and sometimes it would just be me. But I talked to him all the time, and he was a big part of my life, and he was kind of the rock. And to have him seem healthy and just make his transition, we really weren't prepared for it. And, you know, I've been very blessed in my life, and really that was definitely a curveball, and I'm really required, you know, all of my spiritual resources and, you know, a lot of tears and a lot of pain. And you know, you reached out to me and said my dad was getting in touch with you, and I was ecstatic to hear that, because I think prior to that I had felt his presence in dreams and in thoughts and in words, and I knew he was with me. I believed that. And to hear someone affirm that, a third party, and say, yes, that is him, yes, just kind of, you know, because even though you know it and you believe it, there's always, I think, for me at least, you know, a shadow of a doubt where you're kind of questioning it, or just memories, or to what extent is he with you and how strong is that. And, you know, hearing from you initially just, you know, helped me value, honor, and listen to what I was getting. And then when we had our first reading, when you called me Sonny, I knew initially that my dad was with you. That was something that he used to say when I was younger. He stopped saying it when I got older, but when I was a child, that was what he would say. And also, my dad was always very proud of me, and you had said that, and that, you know, he was with me. And, you know, in the... some things were very specific. You know, I think at the time I was kind of dating some people, and I was going, had just gone through a divorce, and you know, he had mentioned being my dad, you know, you'll meet someone who will knock your socks off. And I was reflecting actually recently that since then I've been with the same woman who definitely does knock my socks off. So it's amazing how, you know, some things can be more general and some could be specific, but when you stop back and look, it's a very powerful message, and I get chills just recollecting and sharing with it. And then, as you know, there was a second reading you provided to not just me. The first one was over the phone, because I live in North Carolina and you're in the Chicago area. The second one was in person when I was in visiting Chicago. I think it was in the Christmas holiday. And you came out to my sister's house, and we had me, my sister, my mother, and my other sister.
And so it was a family reading, like a gallery reading, it's called.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, family reading. And that one, you know, it's funny because, you know, I knew I was going to call in today and talk with you, and I talked with my mother and asked her experiences with that reading, because a lot of his contact was directed towards her at that reading. And she started crying when I asked her about it, and said, the feelings and the words that you conveyed to her, only Joe knew those things and felt those things. And they were things that she always knew, because they were divorced. They, you know, my mom got married at 16. They were married 32 years, and then they were divorced and remained really good friends, where they took vacations, we did holidays together, and neither one of them got serious with anyone else ever. And they always, you know, they were the love of their life for each other. And my mom knew that, but my dad didn't always tell her that or convey that when he was alive. And he regretted it. He said, you know, I wish I would have told you more, and I think you knew how much and how important you were. And, you know, that you were the love of my life, that you were, you know, the most important woman in my life. And she knew that about their relationship, but to hear that and affirm that, and she said she, you know, she felt it. And my mom is a very spiritual and intuitive woman, and you know, she gets good vibes and good feelings and can tell those things. And she knew that he was channeling. He was telling her these things.
He was right there. And just to share with you real quick, your father's bringing through right now a convertible, a white one that they had together. And he's just saying, hey, son. And he's just coming in really, really quickly. So I wanted to share that with you. And we just have a couple minutes, or less than a minute. But, Joe, I just want to thank you for calling in and sharing on the radio show your reading and how much it's healed you and your family. So thank you so much. And we are going to be right back. This is the Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net, and we'll return in just a minute.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. 4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. Radio. I just want to say in closing, where there's great love, there are always miracles. And you just heard from a number of callers today sharing what their spiritual reading was like for them to experience love and healing. So be open and be in wonder and feel oneness with all things. It is in this place of oneness that we experience our divine spirit and the divine behind the heavenly veil. So in this place of oneness, this is where our spirit is, and it's oneness with self, wholeness, oneness with the world, acceptance of all things. You see, a piece of your soul is in me, and a piece of your soul is in you, and that is the divine spirit of God that has pieced us all into a united oneness. There's a song that's coming to mind right now. It says, "Let my love open the door to your heart." I think it's by, actually, Pete Townsend. So I invite you all to listen to this song. The lyrics in the song will soothe your heart because they have the key to open your heart to receive them. So thank you very much for joining us on the Gift of Spirit radio show. And just, you know, want to thank you and just have blessings and namaste.